there is an old familiar song by Neil Young called Heart of Gold. And hear the rough longing of an old soul whom life has disappointed and disillusioned, yet he keeps on searching for the heart of gold. The theme of our service today is hearts. While we might search for a heart of gold in a lot of places, our faith tells us that only God is the pure source of complete love. When we search for this in the wrong places, we will be disappointed. We need to find the heart of gold through Jesus. The Bible has a lot to say about the condition of our own hearts. Sometimes if our hearts are broken or hard or full of love for the wrong things, then we will not be able to find the heart of gold. God is not hidden from us, but sometimes we have to clear ourselves out of the way to find him. During the fall, we will be talking about the Unbinding Your Heart program. So let this be a day to examine the state of our own hearts and our willingness to continue to seek God, the true heart of gold. Now, in your bulletin, you will find a page with four hearts on it. The first one is meant to represent the heart of gold, the heart of God. So I'd like you to take your pencil or crayon or whatever you got at the door and draw an arrow to this heart. And that is to remind you that it's in God that you will find your comfort, strength, and joy. So I'll give you a second to draw your arrow. All right. And now we have a lot of people here that don't read quite yet that are going to be in the service with us. And so today, with our scripture reading, what we are going to do is something that we sometimes do in Sunday school. I will read a part of the verse, and then you'll repeat it back. And then I'll read another part, and you'll repeat, and so on. And then when we finish, we'll read the whole thing together. So, from Luke 10:27, the scriptures say, love the Lord your God.
Love the Lord your God.
With all your heart.
With all your heart.
Soul.
Soul.
Strength.
Strength.
And mind.
And mind.
All right, let's read that again. Together, everyone at once. The scriptures say, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. Great. Now, sometimes to reinforce a theme, it is a good idea to do an activity that helps us remember it. So I have hidden quite, no, I shouldn't say, Marley has hidden quite a lot of gold hearts around the sanctuary. And I'm going to give the children some time to look for those gold hearts. And Troy is going to provide us some searching music. So you've got a couple of minutes. Look around. You can move if you need to. And the adults can help. And afterwards, there's a table in the memorial hall. And if you bring your gold heart, one per person, we can trade that for a treat. So you can start looking. Try and find yourself a golden heart. All right, if you haven't found a heart yet, and maybe you have an extra one you could give to someone who doesn't have it, it's now time to sit down, okay? All right, now I'm only going to give one treat and one heart per person. So there's no point in hoarding. You know what they call hoarders of gold? Dragons or misers. Now we're going to talk about the heart of stone. Sometimes we have let our hearts become hard and stony, and that makes it difficult for us to recognize the heart of gold. Maybe it seems as if everybody else has an easy life. Maybe for you, every day is a struggle to make ends meet, and you don't think you have the time or energy to give to others or to seek God. Perhaps other people don't have to spend so much time on their homework. Or maybe it seems as if everyone else is good at sports or is popular. So it's easy for them to have the soft, caring hearts that have time for knowing and learning about Jesus and believing in him. We can get to a place where we believe others don't struggle like we do. They don't struggle in exactly the same way, but everyone has their troubles and doubts, and only God can transform them into something meaningful and beautiful. So on the insert in your bulletin, their second heart is a stone heart. I want you to take your crayon or your pencil and draw a nice soft feather over that stone shape to remind you to let God soften your heart into a believing and trusting one. Now this next reading is a longer one, and I want you to do this the same way. So I will read and you will repeat. For this people's heart has become calloused. They hardly hear with their ears. And they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes. Hear with their ears. Understand with their hearts. And turn, and I would heal them. Let's read that together now. For this people's heart has become callous. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would heal them. All right. Now there's another kind of heart, and I'm calling it the cluttered heart. We don't often like to talk about some of the kinds of things that can keep us from finding the heart of gold. We would prefer people not to know about the sins that we keep hidden, the things we are ashamed of that clutter us up so that we can't see God. Our own selfishness and lies and meanness and apathy do not make God scarce. They merely blind us to His presence. But we are promised over and over again that God is a forgiving God who is more than willing to help us clear the clutter away so that we can be closer to Him. So the third heart is the cluttered heart. If you take out your pencil or your crayon, and I want you to draw a broom over it. And that will help you to remember a broom, a broom, to invite God to help you clean up your heart. All right, our next scripture reading is a bit long, so we're only going to go through it the one time. I will read it, and you will repeat again. And I'm expecting all you kids to be reading back to me too, okay? Watch the way you talk. Let nothing foul or dirty come out of your mouth. Say only what helps. Each word a gift. Don't grieve God. Don't break His heart. His Holy Spirit, moving and breathing in you, is the most intimate part of your life, making you fit for Himself. Don't take such a gift for granted. Make a clean break with all cutting, backbiting, profane talk. Be gentle with one another, sensitive. Forgive one another as quickly and thoroughly as God in Christ forgave you. All right. The next is broken hearts. There are times in our lives when our hearts feel broken. You may see your life lying about your feet in fragments. There's only room in you for sadness and lament. Your whole being is filled up with grayness, and maybe you cannot believe that God could be amongst the gloom. God never makes light of your pain or dismisses it. He understands if you pull away at such a time, but that does not mean that God is not there and that joy and light will not come again. Jesus' disciples were devastated when he tried to explain to them that he must suffer and die and rise again. They didn't understand it. They only knew the terror and sadness at the thought of losing him. Jesus recognized this. He understands sorrow and suffering better than anyone, but he also knows that through his sacrifice, suffering need never be the end of the story. Light will overcome the darkness. So I'd like you to take your pencil or your crayon and find the broken heart. And I'd like you to draw a candle over it to remember you, to ask God to bring light and hope into your situation. All right. And the scripture reading from John, I'll read a part and you can read back. Therefore, you now have sorrow. But I will see you again. And your heart will rejoice. And your joy, no one will take from you. Therefore, you now have sorrow. Join with me. Therefore, you now have sorrow. But I will see you again. And your heart will rejoice. And your joy, no one will take from you.
Expressions I'll never give that keep me searching for a heart of gold, and I'm getting old. Keep me searching for a heart of gold, and I'm getting old.
For a heart of gold, and I'm getting old.